Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead is a fan of the 86-year-old fiddler Claude Williams, who hails from Oklahoma. In the late 1920s, Williams became part of Kansas City's booming jazz scene, leaving that for New York with Count Basie. Over the years, Williams has often been paired with pianist Jay McShann, and he played in the Broadway revue Black and Blue. Now Williams has a pair of new albums out. Here's Kevin's review.
Right along by here, like play a little number by the name of Fiddler's Dream.
When Count Basie first came to New York, record producer John Hammond got the band leader to hire the great rhythm guitarist Freddie Green, initiating a 47-year partnership. A lot of fans of swing bands know that story. Many forget that Basie had already had a guitar player, who was also his violinist, Claude Williams. He got fired. Now, Hammond, Basie, and Green are all gone, but Claude Williams is still around. These days, he works with jumping small groups, as on a pair of new CDs, Live at Jay's, Parts 1 and 2, on the Arhuli label. Either volume runs over an hour and offers a good look at this neglected American master. But Not For Me is on Volume 2. Live at Jay's was recorded 5 years ago, when Claude Williams was 81. Nowadays, he sounds very much the same. When you listen to some venerable jazz musicians, you have to make allowances for age and physical deterioration, but not with Williams. One of the glorious mysteries of jazz is that some folk who play out of tune sound terrible, and some, like Williams, use loose pitch to their advantage. His informal intonation, scratchy bowing, and a drowsy vocal or two work to reinforce the swing and blues feel that Kansas City put on the map. No, that's backwards. Bluesy swingers like Williams put Kansas City on the map. Claude Williams has said that in the long run, he didn't regret being fired by Count Basie way back when. He was glad to have been spared a lifetime of strumming on the beat like Freddie Green. Green was a fine guitarist, but Basie's band did lose its violin voice, and I've often wondered about the implications of that. There had been jazz violinists before Williams, but if Basie had stuck with him, the instrument might have become common in jazz long before the 1970s. In any case, the violin did prevail, and so did Claude Williams. You can't keep a good instrument down, or a good fiddler either.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat CD Review and The Village Voice.